Pam and Cleaners.
Hey, is Young there?
No, she's not in right now. I might take methods for her.
Oh, yeah, that works. Or do you handle some of the finances for the business?
Yes, I do. I can.
You do? Okay, perfect. You can help me out then. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank, and the business is pre-approved with us for equipment financing and working capital. So I just wanted to see what you guys have coming up that requires some financing, maybe updates for your facility.
Well, we actually have been in the planning of trying to get equipment, dry cleaning equipment, new equipment.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And have you tried, your local bank or something like that?
No, because we actually do the SBA and try and get the business proposals together.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, SBA takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How far along the process are you?
Well, I'm pretty much tightening up the business proposal and all these applications.
Oh, I see.
We haven't went a step forward past that yet, though.
I see, okay. Because we do equipment financing here, and it's a very traditional loan. It's just 2 to 5 year monthly payment if you want to explore our option. We have better rates and everything, too.
Okay, well, just say, for instance, hypothetically, I borrowed, y'all let me get $220. How much would that monthly payment be?
$220, is that all going to, $220,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a lot of dry cleaners.
Right. Well, we actually have a pickup station, but we pay a factory to actually clean the clothes. Pretty much costs us almost $40,000 a year to get clean.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Right. So we're trying to
buy your own, basically.
Equipment. Yeah, we get our equipment. We can save that money, and then we can also expand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Are you expanding into like a separate second store or just a larger facility?
A second, a third store. Then we can also actually pick up other pickup stations as clients and do their clothes, like we'll be the factory.
Oh, nice! Like one of those like delivery service for dry cleaning service.
Right, right.
Oh, that's really useful. Some of my friends actually use that service. So, they get too busy, so it helps them a lot.
Right.
Have you guys already started doing that at all, or is that like a totally new avenue and venture you guys want to do?
Well, that is because, like I said, once it's like the more customers we pick up now, the more we have to actually pay out.
Right.
To get the clothes clean. So we're trying to first get the equipment, then we can
venture out.
It'd be a no brainer after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's pretty good. So we actually have, from the sounds of it, since you want to do expansion and equipment, we actually can help you on both of those, both ends on that. Because what we can do is we can get you some working capital, and you can use it towards a new store. And then we can give you the equipment financing on top of it, and it's not going to affect how much capital you can get too. So you can get two birds with one stone.
Yeah, and also with that being said, is like, do y'all do how can I put it? It's like, get the loan, and like 6 months later, we can start the payment so we can get some of that capital back in, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. For equipment, we have a 3-month deferred.
Okay, that's why you have deferred. That's actually what I was looking for.
Yeah, for equipment, we do, but for capital, we don't. Just because capital, it's unsecured cash. You turn it around, and you can make money off of it. So the working capital side, we won't be any kind of deferred payment, but equipment, we can do that.
Yeah, I do 3. Because I talked to one of the people, they said it probably take up to 3 to 4 months to get everything installed.
Ah, I see. Oh, really? That takes a long time.
Yeah. Right. So, because we actually got to add an extra room.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the presses and stuff works off a boiler, and state code says the boiler has to be in a 12x12 room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you going to build first and then get the equipment?
No, it's actually all like one process. The person who's installing the equipment will install the boiler room as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. How big is your facility already right now?
If I'm not mistakenly quoting, I think about 4,800 square feet.
Oh, okay. It's pretty good. Nice size.
Right. Right, and we're actually just using probably 1,200 square feet right there because we don't have the equipment.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the equipment, you can actually turn it around and make money real quick then.
Right.
You're not using the space.
Yeah, we're not making excuses for anything. We're asked to automatically save about $40,000 a year just because we got the equipment. We can do our own equipment, our own services.
Okay. So is $220,000 all for like washers, dryers, and dry cleaning service?
Right.
Oh, okay. What do you need specifically?
Excuse me.
What do you need, like how many of each ones do you need?
Well, it'll be a dry cleaner washer, a regular washing machine, and if I'm not mistaken, it's like four or five different presses and a shirt machine.
Okay, four presses. I'm just making some notes here, and dry cleaning machine.
Now, of course, the boiler, presser, and all that good stuff.
Boiler, okay. And do you have a vendor that you're already looking to buy it from?
Yes.
Nice. Did you buy your other equipment from them, too?
No, we actually, this will be our first, because the building, we're just a pickup station. We pay somebody, so we never had the equipment. And we've been operating 5 years without the equipment. And I think the only way we can expand and grow is to get the equipment.
Right, exactly. Okay. I get it now. Okay. And what's the name of the vendor?
Not mistaken, I think it's Unipress.
Unipress, okay. And if you have like quotes and invoices from them already, you can just include it into your application, and we can send it all of it to the underwriters.
Okay, yeah, I actually do have all that already.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I already have the quotes from actually two different vendors.
Oh, nice. Okay. The good thing about us compared to the SBA loan, we can actually, if you send it to me today or tomorrow, whenever you have time, we can actually get you an answer in about 24, 48 hours, and you can, use that pre-approval and do the shopping.
All right, how does that work? So we wouldn't need a business plan or anything letting you know how we plan to grow or anything?
No, we don't. So we're really easy, yeah. Do they have to do that? Go ahead.
Okay. So they basically just take what our personal credit, line of credit, or we're pre-approved just because we've been open. I don't know. Can you explain that?
Yeah, sure. So since we're a private bank, we don't ask you for a lot for your application. We just need, we know you know what to do with your money and what you need the money for. So we just need the application, which is really just one page. The equipment quote, we ask for 6 months of bank statements for your business. And 2014 or 2015 tax return, whichever one you have already.
Right.
And that's it. That's really all it. And then we send it all together. We package everything together. We send it over to your underwriting department. They find the best program for you and go from there. And then we can actually, if you actually like what we say, we can you can actually get the funds about 48 hours after that.
It sounds real good. Could you, email me the information?
Yeah, I'll send it all over to you. What's your email?
It's H as in home, family cleaners.
Family cleaners. Okay.
@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay. So H as in Henry, family cleaners with the S @gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and send that over to you. Sorry, what was your name again? Totally forgot.
J-A-E.
J-A-E. Okay. Sounds good. I'll go ahead and send it over to you. And do you know when you might be able to get all these documents in to me?
No, probably because I have to get actually to a fax, a scanner to try to scan my quotes. So probably like a week.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I can follow up with you just like later on in the week and just to touch base with you too.
All right.
Okay. All right. Good talking to you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.